Will we see bumps and knocks as we go down a hill? Yes, we are going to Knock Hill for the next round of the British Touring Cast.
Hello and welcome to the British Touring Car Podcast. We're back once again. We've applied the after sun after Thruxton, and we're back to a normal sort of working temperature. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, you've just reminded me that it's the Knock Hill record, not the Thruxton preview. So now I've got to find my Knock Hill notes, which is
that would be more helpful, yes.
Wouldn't it? Yes.
We're not going this weekend. It's a bit of a long journey. It looks like there might be some inclement weather on the way as well, but it's Scotland. We'll see what happens. But you still can't find your notes.
I can't. So you're going to keep talking a little bit. Well, I go through the note. There's Alton Park.
We have several Scottish drivers this weekend, along with one more major introduction. Obviously, we will have Nick Halstead back this weekend in a fourth PMR Audi.
Is that a major introduction?
Well, it's another car on the grid, which sometimes we want more, and we're getting more.
That is true. I think it's also good to point out that we have had some positive news this week as well, that Ricky Collard has secured his touring car future until the last two rounds, which would fit with the Japanese driver coming in for rounds 9 and 10.
And that driver has also been testing at Snetterton in the last 2 weeks, getting some laps underneath his belt, trying to get used to the car, used to the setups, and hopefully not too far off the pace when he steps in for the last couple of rounds of the season.
Absolutely. So you mentioned there that there were a few Scottish drivers. We may have some new listeners who might not be aware of who is from north of the border. So we've got Gordon Shedden in the Laser Tools Toyota.
Three-time champion of the touring cars.
Is he three? He's three, isn't he? Always confusing if he's three or two. Yes. Dexter Patterson, who is in the yellow, awesome, sponsored Audi PMR. We also have Lewis Gilbert, who is in the third WSR car with the purple and yellow tartan livery. Yep. And then we also have
a certain Mr. Aidan Moffat.
That's the one, thank you.
the longest serving Scottish driver on the grid.
Has he got more years in the shed now?
I think so. He's certainly been there for the longest continuous time.
Yes, I'd agree with that.
Running also in a Audi, but with LKQ Euro Car Parts with Zenetic. Yes.
That one.
Four Scottish drivers to watch out for this weekend. Obviously, it's a Scottish special. Normally, Napa come with some sort of tartan livery. Mm-hmm. I've seen nothing mentioned as of
yet. No, I haven't yet. It is Wednesday, time of recording.
Done for a dementia charity as well, so hopefully they will still be supporting that going forward this weekend, but we will wait and see.
So we are going to Knock Hill then. 8 corners, 1.27 miles, and with the shorter circuits, but unlike short circuits like Silverstone, there's actually overtaking and interesting points.
Massive undulations.
Massively so.
It feels like it's made on the side of a mountain.
Debuted in 1992, sort of the more recent tracks in touring car history. Would you like to have a guess, because it won't be researched, would you like to have a guess of who the qualifying lap record? If you get this, I'll be stunned.
Okay, I'm going to go for... It's going to be someone random then, is it?
Yes.
Matt Neal.
No.
Is it someone on current grid?
No.
Oh, I don't know then.
It's Rory Butcher.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Brother-in-law to Gordon Shedden.
Yeah.
As I'm sure Tim Harvey will mention...
Knows the circuit
a
well.
A few times this weekend, yeah. If that was a 50.5 in 2019, yep. Would you like to guess the race lap record?
Is it Jake Hill?
It is not.
Okay, go
on. It is Ash Sutton. Default answer is Sutton these days. 50.9 in 2020. So it's
just remember how quick the BMWs were last season. I thought it might have been Hill.
It's been 5 years. This is the sixth year we have not had that lap record broken, which I find is really quite odd given that generally, I know that hybrid hasn't worked as much as we thought it might, but generally we've seen lap times be broken in the last couple of years as cars get quicker and drivers get stronger. So to have two lap records that are now five and 6 years old is quite a surprise to me.
I do have a feeling that the TTB this weekend may well help towards that, where they can use it around the circuit in any place they seem fit.
Well, only if they're above a certain...
Exactly. Yeah. But we'll see whether that gets broken this weekend. I have a feeling the BMWs might be relatively quick once again, and you can never rule out Tom Ingram and Ash Sutton.
Depends if it rains, though, dear
boy.
It does. In 2025, Charles Rainford took pole position here. In race one, it was Jake Hill from Rainford from Ingram. Race 2, Ingram, Sutton from Camish. And Race 3, Hill, Camish and Sutton. So it was very much a track that suited the front riders last season. Sutton and Ingram are technically in a championship battle. So to run through the last two...
Camish is probably still technically in a championship battle. Yeah. But yeah, I get your point.
So to run through how those two have done in the last 2 years. 2025, Sutton had a 7th, a 2nd and a 3rd. Ingram a 3rd, a 1st and a 4th.
Easy for you to say.
It's not. And then I've got a bit of an ulcer as well. Just I know. And then 2024, Sutton had a 6th, a 5th, and a 4th. Ingram had a retirement, a 10th, and a 2nd. So you could argue Ingram has had just slightly the edge in the last couple of years here. But I do think that BMW is going to be the car to beat this weekend.
It feels like they kind of need a little bit of a bounce back. It was certainly a poor performance from the BMW last time out at Thruxton. They were running down in the sort of like mid-teens, very low end of the points, and probably had a weekend to forget. It does seem to have been the way this season, should I say. BMW seemed to have a good weekend, followed by a bad weekend, followed by a good weekend, and it really does chop and change for them. And that's not going to help if someone like Rainford or De Leon wants to get well up there in the championship, like Rainford was going into Thruxton. I think he was 4th in the championship and he's dropped two positions. So this is going to be a weekend that they're going to target. They know they can go well here. Plenty of traction zones.
Which the BMWs, last hairpin is the one,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. That the BMWs love. And if they can get that car set up nicely and the weather is with them, although Hill did okay in damp conditions here, the weather really has to favour them this weekend.
The only slight caveat and worry I have about the BMW is that there are two long straights here, which is the run into the hairpin and the run out of the hairpin. They have been down on power, struggled with engine power all season. And yes, they'll have the traction out of the hairpin, but that's a long run uphill and then downhill, and they could well be outdragged, particularly on the hybrid as well. So that, the boost. So yeah, that is the only slight caveat I have, although I would expect the BMW to go well here. I'm interested to see how the Napa car goes here. Obviously, a different design to last year. Yep. Obviously, we've seen that it is the design to go for in these regulations. However, whether that will be as good this weekend, it's been a circuit that has generally suited hatchbacks quite nicely over the years. Be interested to see whether that holds true this weekend, of the only hatchback left on the grid being the Toyota Corolla. I'm not 100% sure I'm backing it this weekend.
No.
I do think we're going to see the podium dominated by WSR, Napa and Virtue this weekend. I don't really see any other cars getting close.
I'd be interested to see how the Audi is going to cope this weekend.
Needs a bounce back. It's been poor for a couple of
years. They seem to have plateaued somewhat in their performances. And I think they need a couple of standouts this weekend. Moffitt, being his home circuit, may well pull something out of the bag. He always seems to get a little bit better results than what his average is for the rest of the season here. We know how good Dover is as a driver. And he's normally up there on the verges of the top six. I just wonder whether he can push it that little bit further this weekend. Hopefully the car suits the circuit and they get the best out of it.
I completely agree with you, but I have reservations. I don't see anyone getting to those podium places other than those three teams. Okay. I include Plato Racing in that as well. I think
that's going to struggle.
I think it is as well. I think it is. I think this might be one of the few circuits because of its. I know that they are very happy with the shape and the wheelbase, but I don't think that will necessarily suit the way Knockhill works. I'm also thinking that for setup point of view, that Duffer's dip section is so hard on the car because you are literally flying through on one wheel.
Looking at how skittish the car looked at Thruxton and being there at the circuit and seeing how twitchy it looked, you need a car that you've got massive amounts of confidence in for Knockhill. There are a couple of blind corners where you turn into them and you've got hope you've found that right line, found the apex, and then you're not drifting wide into dropping two wheels into a gravel trap or something like that. And I don't think those two drivers have got that 100% confidence in the car at the moment. And that is really going to come to the fore at Knockhill. Because if you don't trust your car, you can't push it as hard as you need to get those tenths of lap time that could be the difference of 4 or 5 rows on the grid.
Agreed. For the championship, this could be quite an interesting weekend because whilst the stats might not bear me out on this, I do feel this is a little bit of a bogey track for Sutton. I've seen him lose it here a couple of times. I've seen him dip the wheel in the gravel coming out of Duffer's dip last year in qualifying. He went over far too fast and went into the gravel. We've seen him tangle with Cook into the first corner before as well, and they've both gone off and dropped places. So whilst you never want to bet against Sutton, I would never be as foolish to outrightly say that I don't think he's going to have a good weekend, I would say that this is one of the few tracks on the calendar where I wouldn't be as confident as I am everywhere else with Sutton.
I think if he has a poor start to the weekend, whether that be in qualifying or the race to pole, it's always going to be difficult to make up positions at Knockhill just because of how tight and technical the circuit is. Well, there are only really two overtaking zones.
And you get stuck into the packs, and that's exactly the problem. You get really caught up in other people's dramas, which we see all the time at Knockhill.
So if he has a good start to the weekend, I think he should be okay. But if you see one of these top drivers, that's including Camish, that's including Cook, Rainford, get stuck down into the pack, then I think they're going to struggle to make progress.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm not going to be as bold as say I think Sutton's going to have a bad weekend, but if anybody that thinks the championship might have half a hope of being alive, this is sort of the weekend where that needs to happen. And I say there's no other track on the calendar where I don't have as much confidence in Sutton as I do here.
Yeah, as I've already mentioned, Halstead will be back in a fourth PMR car this weekend. It looks like he's going to do the rest of the season in the car as well. So it'll be interesting to, one, see how he adapts to that car. Obviously, we've spoken before about how Nick Hamilton has struggled in other cars, especially the Cupra, but has come into the Hyundai this season and produced some much better performances, looked a lot more comfortable in the car and be able to get almost the most out of his driving. I wonder whether that's going to be the same for Halstead, or whether he will struggle to adapt to this car as well. I don't think he'll set the world alight this weekend, but it's going to be a big learning curve for him this weekend to get into that car, get comfortable. He needs to be finishing all three races, and that's probably about it this weekend, just to feel it out, basically.
Of course, it's the scene where last year he, under blue flags, nearly took out Jake Hill, which was fun. So, yeah, it's hard to get particularly excited about being too harsh about it. The car livery looks really nice.
It does.
So we're good to see that on the grid. It's a tough circuit to come into because of, just as you say, the blind corners, the changes in elevations and stuff. It's a very brave, balls-out circuit, shall we say. Yeah, I don't.
On the flip side of it, all credit to PMR. This time last season, they were coming into this round not knowing whether they had two cars to run due to the ongoings outside of their control with the fire at the factory and stuff like that.
Finished building the cars on the Thursday night, hadn't they? Ready to
come into this weekend with four brand new cars this season is a hell of a year for them. And on the back of that, we mentioned it, from Thruxton to have built the prototype for the junior car for next season going forward, the future looks really bright for them. So I really hope they do succeed.
So I'm just smiling there because people are moaning that it looks like a Ginetta.
I know, but it worked.
Yeah.
Everybody
loved the Ginetta.
I know.
You know, why would you not?
Why change a formula that necessarily works? If you can make it better, then all credit to them. And a lot of people have been saying, oh no, it's a Ford EcoBoost engine. It's a motorsport engine. It's nothing like the derivative of the actual...
You say that as well, but the EcoSport engine in the Ford Fiesta is a phenomenal engine for such a little car. I know you don't like it with wet belts, but it's an incredible engine. The car is fantastic.
The motorsport variants of these won't be built with wet belts. They'll be built properly, and we won't have... We won't have stupid failures like are apparent in those.
Agreed, but
they are motorsport derived, and they will be exactly, I think, what is needed. Yeah. It's a very cheap alternative to get into the sport.
They're not putting in a Fiat Multipla engine. They're putting in a car engine that's built on a really solid engine base.
Yep.
And let's not forget that Ford have provided engines for the Formula 4 series over the years.
M Sport are providing the stock engines for the touring cars. Let's not forget. They know how to build an engine, and there's a reason that Toyota went away from building their own engines to go back into an M Sport engine, which has brought them better results since then.
Yeah, so we'll probably do some stuff on the Junior another time. But is there anybody you feel needs, other than you've mentioned, needs to have a really good weekend this weekend? I'm saying weekend a lot.
Last time out, Smiley very much struggled against, comparatively against Dorlin. I think he needs to have a bit of a bounce back weekend. Cool. Not necessarily beating Dorlin outright, but certainly being on pace with him and possibly nudging into that top 10 whenever possible. We know how competitive the grid is nowadays, so it's always going to be difficult. But Dorlin certainly got the best out of the car at Thruxton. And that's something that Smiley needs to pick up the pace on.
Yeah, I would say Moffat for me, obviously, had a really difficult Thruxton. Not all his...
Well, everything broke down, yeah, exactly. Not just his car.
his plane on the way home. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good chance for him to bounce back, home circuit, etc. And if I was to put somebody else in there, I'd say Aaron Taylor-Smith's gone a little bit off the boils in recent rounds. I'd be hoping to see that car bounce back this weekend as well. He's not been doing terribly, just not been particularly great either. Just solid, but not spectacular. Yeah. So I'd like to see that.
Mediocre, improve. I think I call those drivers.
You do, yes. Yes, you do. You can start a whole new fan club for them all. But,
Oh dear.
Right, should we look at some of the timings for the weekend, then the all-important timings? Then we'll have a quick look at the support series, do our predictions, and then where the current points table stands.
Yep.
So for touring cars, the all-important qualifying session starts at 2:05 on the Saturday, available on YouTube. The sprint pole race event thing takes place at 3:05, also available on YouTube. Yep. Race one on the Sunday, 11:15, then race two, 2:15, and race three, 5:20, all subject to change depending on whether the support series behave themselves, which might be a problem this weekend because we have got some exciting support.
Quite an entertaining list of support series. Obviously, being in Scotland, we've got the Scottish Legends following BTCC parade, which is different to the normal Legends that we see down in England.
Yeah,
they're Scottish. We've also got the Caterham Sevens, I believe. We've got the Porsche Sprint Cup.
Correct.
And I can't remember, there's one more.
Mini Challenge.
Oh, and the Mini Challenge, of course, yes.
And the touring cars.
A lot more of the smaller, more compact cars for the package, which kind of makes sense at a circuit like Knockhill.
Absolutely. Right. Do you want to do predictions next, then?
I think so. We'll get into predictions, first of all. Now, every weekend we go through, we do our race predictions, qualifying, Jack Sears and three generals as well. Being a Scottish weekend, we have got a more Scottish-orientated general predictions for you. But we'll kick off with the qualifying pole position, if that makes sense.
Yes, the one who starts a sprint race on pole.
Exactly, yes. I have gone for Rainford. I am going fairly BMW heavy this weekend.
As am I. Which I can't wait for the rain to ruin.
I know. But at least we'll both be sad.
That's of no consolation to me whatsoever. I'm behind in the in these quite a long way. I've gone for De Leon. I think the BMW is strong. And I do still think that De Leon has an advantage over one lap pace to Rainford.
Okay. Both of them have got relatively the same amount of boost.
Yep.
So that may well help them in the qualifying session. Then in the race to pole, I've actually gone for De Leon to win. I think both BMWs would be right up there. But he might actually have a little bit better race pace. Remember, we haven't seen a pole sitter then win the race to pole.
Yes, we have. Cook did it last week at Thruxton.
Apart from Cook last time out. Well remembered.
Yes. I've gone for Ingram to win that. I think that he'll qualify well. I think he does well with the boost deficiencies anyway.
Okay.
So I think he'll be up the front. And it's Knockhill. There'll be instances, even if he starts sick from the grid, there will be instances in front of him. And I think that, I also think that Ingram will be very aggressive this weekend. I think
I'm not sure it's the place to be aggressive. But
well, I think he leads in some ways, because I think if you're not aggressive, you run the risk of being caught up in other people's instances anyway.
Yeah.
And I also think that if not, how soon is now? The rounds are running out.
They are,
and that's a big gap he's got to do.
We are halfway through the season, remember?
Mm. And it's a big gap. I'm not saying he's going to get to the point where he's going to be taking on silly moves, but I do think he's got to start really pushing now.
Do you think this is now the time where Sutton goes, okay, Ingram's position ahead of me, that's fine? Do you think he's got enough of that lead?
I don't know if Sutton to do that. He's got the personality to do that, to be honest with you. Look, I think that's... I say that. I think we saw at Thruxton that there's a point where Sutton is happy to sit.
Yeah.
And definitely. He's happy to just go, do you know what? Yeah. I'll take you. You're finishing one, two places ahead of me. It's making no real difference.
Yeah.
I think that's been the real killer for Ingram this year, is that every time Ingram has won a race, he's sharing that podium with Sutton.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, he's turning around like, oh, goodness, how are you here
he's
again?
Still here.
Yeah. So every time Ingram outscores Sutton, he's making such minuscule inroads because Sutton is always there. And when Sutton's winning races, Ingram isn't necessarily replicating that and getting himself on the podium as often.
Yeah, true.
So that's why I think he might this weekend have to be a little bit more aggressive, which is why I've gone for that.
Who are your three winners this weekend then?
Rainford, Sutton and De Leon. I keep ruling Sutton out and he keeps winning races. So
yeah, that's why I've stuck with him as well. I've actually gone for Sutton, Ingram and Rainford. I just think they're all going to be there or thereabouts for the reasons we've already said. It's going to be difficult to pass here if you're up the front, unless we get a big reversal in race three. I still think those drivers are going to be there or thereabouts.
I agree with you entirely. And then we've both gone for Paterson in the Jack Sears. So congratulations to Nick Halstead. A return to
or
form.
Nick Hamilton.
Yeah, or anybody who's not Paterson, because we're giving him this kiss of death there. In terms of our general predictions then, I have gone for four or more Scottish drivers to stand across the podiums on Sunday. So that could be...
I was going to say, this needs a bit of explaining, doesn't it?
Yes. So this can be... There are three podiums that take place for every race, which is the outright podium, 1-3. The independent race winner, which in this instance could be Shedden or Moffat in terms of this, or Gilbert.
Yes.
In terms of Scottish contingent. And then the Jack Sears, which could be Gilbert or Paterson, depending on how those how that goes with Jack Sears. So there'll be at least four across the various podiums on the Sunday.
Yeah, I think all four of them can actually win the independents, can't they? Because Paterson's involved in
as
well.
They can indeed. So, oh, you're absolutely right. Yes, you're absolutely right.
My first one is I've gone for an outright podium for a Scottish driver. So I kind of fancy maybe a Shedden or a Moffat.
I think that's brave.
Just to sneak in there, maybe for a race three or something like that.
I think that's bold, I have to say.
I can afford to be a little bit
yes,
bold.
You can. I'm the Ingram to your Sutton. Sutton to finish, including a non-finish for the purposes of argument, out of the top 10 at least once this weekend on the Sunday.
Ooh.
As I said to you, if there's a track where it's going to go wrong, I just think it's here, which means he's going to win all three races, obviously, the way I've gone this season. But yeah, look, I can just see him pushing a little bit too hard on Duffer's Dip and going into the gravel, or just getting knocked into turn one. Because I don't think he'll qualify particularly well. I think he'll be into the mid-pack. I say particularly well, I'm talking top 10 still, but...
he'll be seventh.
Yeah, but it just takes that little tap behind going down the first hill.
It's just, knowing how good he seems to be at starting this season, I just feel that if he does qualify that little bit lower or finishing that race to pole a little bit lower, he will just grab it back at the start of the next race sort of thing.
There were problems last year, though. I remember in race three, Cavendish had to give him a podium, and then he got reversed because he had a flag, etc. I just think this is a track that, as I said in the bulk of this record, I just don't fancy him here as much as I do everywhere else.
Okay. Fair enough. I am going for an Audi on a podium this weekend. So this, is an overall podium. I think we might see Doble maybe.
So you think we're going to see a Scottish driver sneaking?
Well, I'm kind of
hoping it's Moffat.
Jeez. that would be...
Or Paterson.
The lovely... Or Paterson. That would be the lovely tick in both boxes, similar to what I got last time out with Cook and race winner.
I think that really is bold, but...
We'll see.
Okay. And I've got BMW or WSR, for anyone that's pernickety, to be the best independent team this weekend by outscoring the other independent teams by at least 10 points.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. There are a lot of independent teams to pick from these days.
Yes. And so, there's a four. Yeah, you've got Laser Tools, you'd expect to do quite well.
Yep.
You've got, obviously...
That is the
riskiest. You've got PMR in there as well. You've got Restart Racing in there. So there's a couple in there. I just think BMW will... but I also thought I need to put a points in here if I was going to say...
Yeah, no, so I understand it.
Went for 10 or more.
And my last one involves the newer drivers to the grid. So we've got Bensley, Gilbert, and now Halstead. I think one of them might score a point this weekend.
You put points, sir.
Sorry. At least one
that's
point.
That's fine. Look.
I will clarify that. At least one point.
That's fine.
Whether that's the fastest lap, very unlikely.
I am so far behind. If I can get a technicality, I will.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Okay. Awesome. I actually need to do the points because I'm not sure I did it last time.
I have a feeling that it is 11-8 because we drew last time 4-all and I was 7-4 up.
You were, so it will be 11-8.
So, 11-8 to me going into the midpoint of the season. Can I keep it up to the end of the year? We'll see. Do let us know your predictions down in the comments below. We always love to see them, however crazy and wacky they are. But, yeah, we'll bring you the... standings up to date. Obviously, we've got Sutton in the lead of the championship by a hefty margin still.
Yeah, I mean, it's so difficult to see how that ever changes, isn't it? I'm just getting the standings up as we speak.
From Ingram, from Camish.
Correct.
From Cook, from...
Collard,
ooh.
Yep, so Sutton on 284, Ingram on 225, so a 59-point swing.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I'm getting good
darts
at this.
Darts is helping him out.
Really is. Really is. Lovely 60 checkout on the Monday night. Then Camish is back on 208, which is a 76 points behind.
Yep.
God, I'm getting good. And then Cook on 152. I mean, that is completely out of the question now.
It's just a mega gap.
Yeah, I mean, I'd argue Camish is out of it. I know technically he's not, but he's not outscoring Sutton for the rest of the season.
Something would have to happen.
Indeed. In terms of the manufacturers, well, Ford have got an over 100-point lead there. They're on 483 to Accelerate Motorsport. Hyundai on 344. The teams, again, not particularly interesting because Napa have got an astonishing lead here. 430 plays 282.
Mm. Yes.
Yep. Independence. This is where things are actually getting interesting. This is the real quiz. This is what we all like. Mikey Doble leads the way there on 216 from Dow to Leon on 193. So that is a gap of 7 plus 6, 11, 13 points.
Yeah, he had a decent weekend last time out of Thruxton compared to what the BMWs did, which is why there is that a little bit more of a gap than there was previously.
Rainford's dropped back to 187 and Shedden slowly coming back into play on 183. In terms of the independent teams, we have LKQ Eurocar Parts with Powermax Racing at 250, WSR 14 points back on 236, and Laser Tools with MB Motorsport on 231. So nice and close there. And then the Jack Sears, James Dorling leads the way by 2 points over Dexter Patterson.
Turning into a two-horse race, this, isn't it?
248 plays 246. Nick Hamilton now in third on 169, but that is, in my opinion, too far back at this stage.
Agreed.
That's where we stand.
As far as I'm aware, Sam Osborne should be back this weekend following his little bit of illness that he had at Thruxton. Nothing has been announced to contrary of that, but obviously there was a very late announcement coming into the Thruxton weekend that Proctor would
Senna.
Be... Yeah, Senna Proctor would be replacing him, but we do expect Sam Osborne to be back.
Indeed. Any closing thoughts, feelings, vibes?
I want a bit of rain this weekend, really, just to spice it up a little bit. We always seem to get the best racing at Knockhill when there's a little bit of weather involved. It makes everything a little bit more interesting, and it brings out a bit of talent in the drivers that we don't often see throughout a touring car season.
It's due to rain, according to the BBC weather, which means it's going to be 60 degrees because it's never, ever right. I'd like it to rain here down in Cambridgeshire, please, because it's very hot down here. I'm very much looking forward to this weekend. Knockhill is my second favourite track on the calendar. I think it's a wonderful circuit, and long may it stay on the touring car grid. I know it poses a few challenges to the teams because it is so far away and difficult to get to.
But I also think the teams and the spectators enjoy it that
massively.
Much that it keeps it there on the calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm jealous of anybody that's going this weekend. I'm very much looking forward to getting back ourselves, maybe next year or the year after. Should be a good weekend of racing with a really good support package. And it'll be good to watch on the sofa, even though it's not quite as good as standing at the circuit.
I know. We will, of course, bring you a review on Saturday evening of the qualifying and race to pole, and then we will follow you up with another review of all the Sunday races very early next week.
I do think, just quickly before we go, if the race to pole isn't exciting here, it's not going to be exciting anywhere.
See, I think it's most likely to be the least exciting here because of how tight and technical it is.
Okay.
But we shall see.
We shall see.
But until then, we will speak to you again soon. Stay safe.
Bye for now.